Okay, today's daf is Erevin daf Chav Dalet, as we get into the world of Karpef. The world of Karpef has been brought up in the Mishnah on yesterday's daf, on Chav Gimel and Aleph, but let's start again. The world of Karpef tells us that even though an area might be enclosed and might be a Rishus Hayachid Mida Oraisa, Chazal said that if it is an area that is more than Beis Osayim, more than 5,000 square Amos, then it has the status of a Rishus HaRabim, Rishus Hayachid Oraisa, but Rishus HaRabim, and one is not allowed to carry in that area more than Dalet Amos, and that area might even ruin the ability to put an Erev around it. That's called Karpef Shalahuka Fladira. That is the sugya. The question is, what does it mean a Karpef? An area that was not made for residential purposes. What does it mean, residential purposes? That was the different opinions in the Mishnah on yesterday's Daf on Amar Aleph. Do you need an actual house in there? Do you need a water trough? Do you need some other type of usage in the area to make it considered Huka Fladira? But this is the Issa Drabanan of Karpef Shalahuka Fladira. An area that is not used for regular residential purposes, that could ruin the Erev in the surrounding areas. So let's start a little bit and then we'll get into some of the major halachas and very lamaisa cases in terms of modern day Erevs. Again, Karpef is important for areas of forests and fields and lakes and all of the related areas that are not inhabited in a usual way. Inside an Erev, can one build an Erev around those areas? So, says the Gemara. Let's start with 10 lines up from the bottom on Chav Gimel Amid Beis. Says the Gemara, Karpef Shehu Yosem Beis Asayim Shehu Kaf Ladira. What if you have a Karpef that is larger than Beis Asayim, more than 5,000 Amos, squared Amos? That was Hukaf Ladira, so it's fine. As we mentioned, anything that is Hukaf Ladira, so then it's for sure okay, even if it's huge. Right? If you have a humongous building, but it's made Ladira, then of course it's fine. That's a building, it's a building. If you have a hut, a shack, that is made for to guard our outside of it, it's not made for residential purposes, then even if it looks like a building, it's unbelievable Chiddush, the Rabbanan said. But that is the halacha. You know what? Even before we read the Gemara, let's just review. The Shulchan Aruch says at the beginning of Shin Nun Ches, where are the laws of Karpef? Right here. Chav Gimel, Chav Dal, Chav Hei, and Masechas Erevin. And Shulchan Aruch, Simin Shin Nun Ches, says the Shulchan Aruch, Kol Hekif, Shelo Hukaf Ladira. Any area that was surrounded, that was not surrounded, that was not set aside for Dira. Mr. Brewer says, Diras Adam Vitashmishav, for residential usage. Kagon, Ganos, Upardesim, Uburganin. You have gardens and orchards and the Burganin of the shacks that the guard used to sit in, as we mentioned. She'enam Asuyin Elo Lishmar Besochan. They're only made to guard what is inside, to guard inside of them. Asru chachamim l'taltel besocha yoser me arba amos. If treated like Rosh Hashanah, you're not allowed to carry within there four amos. Imhu yoser misasayim, if it's more than 5,000 square amos. Aval musasayim, if it's exactly that or smaller, which is, they got this from the Mishkan, which is 70 amos and four tefachim, 70 and two-thirds amos by 70 and two-thirds amos. If it's smaller than that, then mutl tata bakulo, no matter what, bein shu meruba, bein shu agol, whether it's square, whether it's round, whether it's longer, shorter, bavad, as long as the length is okay. But if it was hukaf ladira, even if it's humongous, kama milin, it's mutal taltel bekula. Right? And that is the Shulchan Aruch. There's the Rama adds, v'yesh omrim, destam karpifos shalanu, mikri mukafos ladira. If you don't know, you could probably assume that it's mukaf ladira. De regilin liftoch, pasach tchila v'achach lahakif. Some say any yard that is right next to your house is mukaf ladira. And some argue on that. It depends if it is actually used. Okay, but this is issues of Karpef. Again, when we talk about Karpef, we're not talking regular backyards. That is for sure, in our day and age, is used for residential purposes. Regular yards near houses do not affect the Erev at all. That is a Rishus HaYachidin. Just go by the Mechitzas. There is no Issa D'Rabbanan there. Karpef that we're talking about are semi-public areas. You have large lots that are not used for anything. You have an orchard, you have a forest, you have a swampy area, you have a lake. All of these at least must be discussed in terms of the world of Karpef. Good. So let's see as much as we could do in terms of some of the halacha lamaisa ramifications. So carpet shu yosem beis asayim shu hukaf ledira, a carpet that is more than beis asayim. About 10 lines up from the bottom. Chav gimel beis. That was hukaf ledira. So everything's wonderful. The problem is now you do something in order to ruin it. Nizra rubo. If now you plant. You plant in the area, so if you plant there, you can no longer walk on there, you can no longer use it. So Nizra Rubo, if you plant in the majority of the area, Hareyu Kagina, that becomes like a garden, Va'aser. What you plant vegetables, you plant something that you can't walk on anymore. Then it becomes like an entire garden, which is not considered residential, Va'aser, and then it becomes Aser. It becomes a Karpev Shalohu Kafladira. Rashi says, the Bitel di Raso, but the fifth wide line in Rashi. Dib is Zeronim lo dairi inchi, because people don't live in Zeronim, where they planted. Vahavile Gina, and it becomes a Gina of Asla Taltel. Apish eno Nizra, and even in the part that was non Nizra, you can no longer be in the carry in the Batele Lagabe Ruba. You have Rova Vit that becomes a Gina, and therefore the whole thing becomes a Gina. So that is, if it's more than Beis Asayim, and even if though it was Hukaf Ladira, once you planted there, Nizra Ruba, Hari Kagina becomes like a gina of aser, nata ruba. But what if you planted trees there? Nata nitios. Nitios are young trees. So if you planted trees there, harika chatzar muta, that's fine. Why? Because people, trees do not nullify the usage. People want to walk between the trees. They take walks. It's for shade, whatever the case may be. And therefore, nitios do not ruin it. Either those zrios ruin it. Good. Nizra Rubo, just one ha'ara. The Rashi here says, the bizeronin lo dairi inshi. People don't live amongst the vegetables, amongst the zeronin. The Meiri says, if the zeria was done for beautification of the city, it was dafka to make it a more aesthetically pleasing place to live. So then we're not talking about that. Miri says, Yirali, Shahazuraim ha'asuyim l'tiyul, v'latseis l'sham tamid l'tayel, sham u'lahariach. It's made to be a beautiful area in order for people to go to. It's not off limits. It's not a swampy area where nobody goes. But it's dafka made for that. Ein elu mavatlos mechitzos v'hekev dirahu. These do not ruin the mechitzos. This is called the heck of dira aval bishenizra umikan yirali sherabim mikilim bekach bepardesim asmuchim lebateim. And this is why many people are makel, says the Meiri. He uses the lashon of yirali, a Rambam type of lashon. People are makel by their orchards because they make beautiful places in order to be metayelin. So any place that is made for human usage, so then says the Meiri, lays down the law, it would not be a problem. There is a shiloh, the Bir Halacha has the suffix. And again, the Bir Halacha is huge, and this Simon and Shinun Ches, huge both in terms of quantity and quality, that it's, they're very important. The Bir Halacha says, he has a suffix, if the Zera, if there's their own him ruin it, is that only when the Zeram are there? Or what happens if there's a season and you take out the Zeram, like in the winter? In the winter, is there any difference? Would you change the Halacha, would you change the application of the Halacha in a case where it's not always there? Says the Mishnah Berurah, lo nizbar, it says the Mishnah Berurah in the Bir Halacha, this is in Shinun Ches Tes, lo nizbar baposkim, im hazra'im mevatlin legamrei, hamechitzel shel dira, are they mevatle totally? V'yim kein, afilu besof hakayitz, shekfar hotziu hazra'im, even at the end of the summer when there's nothing left, and people do walk on these areas, mikol makom asur l'taltel, shari hazra'im bitlu as a hekif, shari l'shem dira, because zra'im are mevatel the hekif, v'yim kein, im yirtz l'taltel, and if they were totally ruined it, and therefore if you want to make this, we're going to learn about Hashem soon on the next Amud, if you want to make a karpef shalu hukaf ladira into hukaf ladira, you got to do something. We'll see, you have to break down an area of 10 amos and then and rebuild it. Do you have to do that here? Or do you say the Zeronim totally wiped out the Mechitzos? Oefshar, or the Hazroim ain't a Mevatlam as a heck of Shaldira. Well, no, the Zeronim were not Mevatlam totally, only they were Doche. El to a heck of Shaldira ain't no Mo'il. Calls Manchi Yeshbo Zeronim. Mishim to ain't Adam Darb Zeronim. Lemaisa, people can't live there. The Tekev Shin is Talku Hazroim. Chazar HaKarpev Latero. Shehuka Metchil Ladira. And right when the problem is removed, so then they would be able to use this again. So that is the suffix of the bir halacha. Again, you might have the same suffix in the opposite way. Sometimes we will learn that if you have a karpef that you want to make sure it's considered hukaf ledira, so then you try to walk in it, you try to make sure that people are there. What happens a lot of times in the summer. Let's say there's a certain area that people only frequent in the summer, not in the winter. So are you going to say the opposite? So in the summer it's okay? In the Mishnah Berurah's case was about a case where you have a problem. Does the problem only cause problems when it's there or even when it's not there? So what about the other way? What if you have a heter only sometimes of the year and the rest of the year it's overgrown? But some people live in the town, let's say a country town, some people live there the whole year. But there's a certain grassy area, a marshy area that people only frequent 2 months out of the year in the summer. So would that help if the takana is only there? So it could be the same suffix, could be that one might be mechalik. Good. So this is the issue of carpet. Let's do a little more, and then we'll mention a couple of other points. So we have the statement of the Brisa that a karpef that was hukaf ledira, that's fine, but once it's nizra rubo, it becomes like a gina, and it is aser. Only if it's not tarubo with trees, it is a mutter. So nizra rubo, let's talk about nizra rubo a little more. Says the Gemara, Amar's three versions of Rav Huna Bereid Rav Yoshua. What did he say? Number one, Amar Rav Huna Bereid Rav Yoshua, lo amran elo yoser mi beis asayim. When do we say that this is true, that it is asur, if you're Nizra Rubo, that if you started off more than Beis Asayim, now it's mostly Zaruah, it's mostly not Hukaf Ledira anymore, it's mostly Yagina, therefore that affects everything. Aval Beis Asayim Mutter, but if it's exactly a Beis Asayim, then it would be Mutter, right? If it's, Rashi says in the sixth wide line, "Tibelav dira shari ba'apinavshe hakanami shari." So if it's exactly beis asayim, so then for sure, even forget the gina, the whole thing should be mutter, right? Even without kor, that this is the limit. Beis asayim or less is always mutter, and this is kaman. Even though you have a certain area now, let's say you have a rove of this area that is exactly beis asayim, that is a gina that is not livable, that is not usable for tashmishi adam. It's still mutter. Even though you have these two areas next to each other, even though they're different areas, who is that? Like Kamak Reb Shimon. That sounds like Reb Shimon Shita. The Tan, we had Reb Shimon back in Maseches Shabbos in Parakah Blazeh Demila, but we're going to have him a number of times, as you see on the side. We're going to have him four more times in this Masechta. We had him once in Shabbos Daf Kuf Lamed. What does Reb Shimon say? Reb Shimon says all quasi semi rishus hayachad rishus harabims, all of those quasi rishuyos that the rabbanan made laws about, they're all mutter within each other. Ditzan Rabbi Shimon Omer echad gagos ruz, which used to be like backyards in our day, echad gagos veechad chatzeros veechad karpifos rishus achasein, they're all one big fat rishus lakelim sheshavsu besochan. Even if you didn't make it, they didn't make an erev amongst each other. If you have a kli that started off with any of these rishuyos, you can go from one to the other. You can bring a kli from the karpef to the gag to the chatzer vechulu. But you cannot bring a kli that was inside the house into the chatzer or into the karpe v'chulu. Everything within these reshuyos are considered one, and everything in the house is considered a different reshua. So how is this like Reb Shimon? Because now you have this area of Beis Asayim. Most of it is lagina, and some of it, a meat of it, is an area which is inhabitable and people use, and it says it's mutter. Right, the Mishnah is Beis Asayim Mutter. This first version of Rav Huna Bereid Yoshua, so it must be going like Reb Shimon. There is a machlokas Rishonim. The Mishnah Bir Halacha again points out. Rashi here says on the last three words on the Amud, Rashi says these halachas apply that you can't bring it from a house to a karpef even if it belongs to the same person. The bias for karpef shei rishuyosin afilu dechad gavra, even if it's a privately owned karpef and it's owned by the house that's right next to it, but there's no door, let's say, from the house to the karpef, which would make it considered Tashmish of an Adam, says Rashi and other Rishonim, that even if it's owned by one person, we are Machmir. The Rambam seems to say in Hilchos Ervin and Perak Gimel Halacha Yudches that it is, doesn't say explicitly, but the Achronim assume that he would say that it is Mutter, and the Bir Halacha points out this this machlokes b'halacha in shin ayin base, right? Because this isn't exactly like a karpef. This is about karpef and gag and all these reshuyas together. So the Mishnah Berurah there in the bir halacha points out this machlokes v'ikar b'deish b'zeh plukta b'ne rishon and das harambam b'chein asmag v'harav ha'arad v'lo hakel heicha d'shneim shaladam echad o she'eruvu b'neihem v'das rashi v'tosvas v'rashba v'rash lasar v'chein sasim tur v'shulchan aruch v'shur and the shulchan aruch were so same that it's a problem. They just said not for a kalim that were in the house, period. So if you didn't make an erev, and the Mishnah Berurah says, b'shas hatchak, near the ishlis machal hakel, but the evan one can be makel, but this is an important machlokes rishonim. So that is version number one, a Rav Huna b'rei d'Rav Yoshua comment on the Nizra Rubo line. So the Gemara now says, second to the last line, 1 minute, the Rav Shimon, nami. What do you mean? According to Rav Shimon, kiva d'Nizra Rubo, you're telling me if it's exactly beis asayim, so there, and rove of it, it becomes zarua, so then it's still mutter? It's mutter. You have these two separate rishuyos. No, wait a minute. Kiva d'nizra rubo havi hahumi uta batalei lagabe rubo. 1 second. Since rove is nizra, so we should look at the whole area as zarua. Batalei lagabe rubo. She loses identity. Vahavi le karpef yosim beis asayim v'aser. And it should be viewed as a car altogether as a karpef that's more than beis asayim and it is aser. Right? Rashi says on top avale ki'ilu nizra kulo. You should look at it as if it was all Nizra Kula, and therefore it should be Aser. So therefore we reject this first version of Rav Huna b'rei d'Rav Yoshua, and we say there must be something else. Ela'i etmar hachi ibra, he must have said something else as follows. Again, we're commenting on the Nizra Rubo line. When Nizra Rubo, again, you started off with a carpet that's more than Beis Asayim. So we thought the diak was, but if it's Beis Asayim, it's Mutter. So we rejected that. Now we're making another diak. If Nizra Rubo, it's Asur, but Hamiuta Shari. But if it's only Miut, that was Zarua, it's Mutter. Amar Afuna, Breder of Yeshua, on that, Lo Amron Ella de Lo Havi Beis Asayim. When do we say that it's Mutter? If it was miyut shari, it's only if it's altogether, it's not a beis asayim. Avo beis asayim asur, but if it's a beis asayim, then it is called a karpef shalahuka fladira. And it is usr. Rashi points out on the second skinny line, even though if this would be by itself, it wouldn't be nasar, but here you have this Nifrat lachatzer v'chatzer nifrat salo. You have an area next to it that is aser, so therefore it's going to be aser. And kaman karabanan, it's like the rabbanan against Reb Shimon. Right? You have two different reshuyos, even though they're both semi reshus hayachas, semi reshus rabim. Right? The carpet, the genus v'chulo is going to be aser. That's the second version. And Rav Yirmiyami Difti Masni Lakula Hami Uta Shari has a third version of Rav Huna b'rei d'Rav Yeshua. If it's a miut, if it was nizra miut mutter, Amar Rav Huna b'rei d'Rav Yeshua lo amar ela beis asayin. This is only if it actually is a beis asayim. That's when it would be mutter. Aval yosim a beis asayim. If it started off more than beis asayim, aser kaman k'Reb Shimon, which is like the first like the question that we asked on the first version. If it's more than beis asayim and you did rove, then the miyot is going to be batel in the rove, and it's going to be aser. Remember, we discussed a few weeks ago the first stipler in Maseches Sukkah, or the first one of the first stiplers in Maseches Sukkah, where we discussed the difference between Bitl Barov and Hochanach Barov and Ruba Kukulo. That discussion, the first Rashi in Maseches Sukkah on Daf Beis Amad Aleph, where Rashi points out if there's more shade than sun, then it's a kosher sukkah. If it's more sun than shade, then it's a pasul sukkah. And what does Rashi say? Rashi's lashon is V'shechamasa meruba mitzelasa hamuat batel barov. The muat that is in the shade is batel barov. B'hariu kamisha eno, and it's as if it's not there. And the stipler points out batel barov. Usually bitel barov is not the lashon used. Bitel barov means something that gets mixed in. If you have a mixture, there you don't have a mixture. You see each element clearer. Rubo kukulo is what Rashi really means. The stipler says when you have one item and you have the question is how you view it. How do you view it? You shechted rov simanim. You could view it as if you did all the simanim. It's a halachic definition, but it's not that it's a mixture. So here too, the Gemara says batel lelagabe ruba. Sounds like it's talking about bitel barov. Again, it's an unusual usage of bitel barov. There's no mixture here. They're next to each other. It's really how you use it. So it's similar to the concept of ruba kukulo. Again, that stipler on that Rashi, the beginning of Sukkah, would also be relevant here. Good, so we got to the two dots. Alright, there's a tshuva of the Dvar Shmuel that is much discussed by many of the Achronim. The Pesachei Tshuva quotes it on here, and the Bir Halacha quotes it. The Chacham Tzvi already discusses it. The Bir Halacha, if you want to look it up, quotes, discusses it here in Shin Yun Ches, Sif Tes. Sif test, let's read the Shulchan Aruch for a minute. Shulchan Aruch says, Karpef Yoser Misa Sayim, Shehukaf Ladira, Vinata Rubo Ilanos, if you planted trees, Afilu Enam Natuam Shiroshiros, even though they're not exactly in rows, we'll get to that Gemara in a minute, Bezesh Hashem, Enam Avat Lamadira, trees do not ruin the Dira, because people still live amongst the trees to walk around in their shade. Avalim Nizra Rubo, but if they're Nizra, Hazraim Mivat Lamadira, the Zraim are Mivat Ladira, Afilu Ein Bahem Elas Hasayim. Even though there is Bahem, there's only in this Roim, Sasayim, it still would ruin it. Says the Bir Halacha, Ayin Shuvas Devar Shmuel. So Shmuel has a tremendous kula. Shemitzadeh lohakel b'ir mukefes choma. If you have a city which is surrounded by a choma, that's his specific case. The Achron, later Achronim discuss, is it Dafka surrounded by a wall, or it's any city? Any city, even if it's surrounded by what we would call an Erev, by Tzuras HaPesach. Shesham, says the Dvar Shmuel, if you have a city that's Mukaf Choma, and you have inside the city Zraim in certain areas, it doesn't ruin it. What's the Gemara talking about? You have in the middle of nowhere, not in a city. That's where Zoram could ruin it, because obviously this is not meant for residents. But if you have a whole city, and inside the city you have some areas, the fact that they didn't get rid of those areas means it doesn't bother them. And it's part of the city. And therefore it is does not ruin the Erev that you could build around it. Shesham, again, Shemitzadi lohakel b'ir mukef eschoma, Shesham ein zroim shebesocha ir mevatli lehekev dira shalchoma. V'chacham svi, hetik dvarav, this is the Mishbir Halacha talking, avapikin lebasov hiskim imo b'shas hatchak, she'efshe b'shem ofen lesakin, shlo yikash l'rabin. And this is Rabbi Yaakov Emdin, the Chacham Svi's son, Benir, already talks about this discussion, but this is an important dvar Shmuel that is discussed by a number of the Achronim, which would represent a big kula, that a marshy area that was inside a city, you know, maybe might be a little less of a problem because it's obviously in the city and it wasn't removed, so people aren't bothered by it. If you look in a new Erev book, new beautiful book came out, just the laws of an Erev in English. And there on page 153, 154, they talk about this Dvar Shmuel, and they quote from unpublished Shuvas. Rav Moshe Feinstein did not feel that this rationale would apply to modern day cities. Meaning, if you have this karpef, what would you have to do if you have any of these karpefs inside an area? You'd have to cordon it off and take it out of the Erev, because if this would be considered on a rabbinic level, they would give it the status of a Rosh Hashanah, and that's basically saying you can't have this in the Erev. This kid, the mechitzas don't work for this area in order to carry within it. And it would ruin everything next to it also, because we pass on like the Rabbanan, because it's Nifrat Slamakam Asrula. So therefore, if you have any of these areas, that's what you might find. We'll talk about it as Rem Su, but I'll mention it now. If you have a lake, if you have a forest, that the Posek who created the Erev might have said, you know, you gotta take this area out of the Erev. Why? What does it have to do with anything? Karpef, Shluka Fladira, these dafim are very lamaisa. So it says in the Sefer that Rav Moshe did not feel that this Dvar Shmuel would apply to modern day cities. In the present day, cities are not surrounded by walls, first of all. He might be limited to dafka walls. And wooded areas with vegetation are not deliberately placed within a city. It's not like people put the vegetation here and they live with it anyway. No, it happens to be here and they happen to build a city. Their location within a city is purely coincidental. Rav Yashiv shared similar reservations and he viewed a karpef situation situated within a city as problematic and required it to be isolated from the rest of the city when constructing an Erev. Nevertheless, a very important hosafa, he felt that an Erev should be constructed even if isolating the karpefos within the city is impossible, because an Erev will prevent people from carrying without any partitions, which is a more severe transgression. There are certain poskim that are mako for various reasons. We'll get major discussions about different areas. Are they considered karpifos shluka fadira? Are they not? As we'll mention some of them. But either way, Rav Yashe felt, even if I'm machmer about a certain case, build the Erev, because there are many people that are going to be carrying, and you at least want them to be carrying in an area that is surrounded. That's an important Dvar Shmuel. Hopefully we'll come back to that also as we talk more about Karpef. Okay, two dots. Says the Gemara now. Chaf Dalet Amalf. Yes, about the 10th line. Nata Rubo Harayuka Chatzir Mutter. So again, if you planted trees, it's not a problem. Because trees, people walk amongst the trees, they take walks. Amar Yehuda Maravimi. V'husha Asuyin It's Tav Laos. Only if they're in neat rows. So you have places to walk in between them. For Rav Nachman Amar Nafamishin Asuyin It's Tav Laos. Even if they're not made in the rows, they're all haphazardly planted, it's still okay because people still like to walk there, and we Paskin Lakula. Mar Yehuda Ikla Lebe Rav Huna Bar Yehuda. He went to visit. it's tavlos. He saw they were not made in rows, and people were carrying there. Don't you hold like Avimi? Right, who said that if it's not made in rolls, I hold like Rav Nachman. Period. Interesting, this comes up on Chol HaMoed. Asuinis tavlos, right, taken to Yulin, there's a Hasidic Shavart said on the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. The Mishnah says, if somebody is Hashone, if somebody's learning, Umafsik mi Mishnaso, the Omer, Ma no Elon Ze. Here it is, in Paragimo Mishnah Zion. Rabbi Eliezer Ishbartuta says, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Hamahalich Baderech, Vishonev, somebody's walking and learning, Umafsik mi Mishnaso, Vaomer, Mana Ilan Ze, Umana Nir Ze, Ma'ale Alava Kasav Kilu Mishai Benavsho. Somebody's walking and learning and they stop and they say, what a beautiful tree, but it's terrible, Mishai Benavsho. The Shaila is, why? It's part of the Bris of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're taking it to you. So, 2 points. Number one, it's Hashonev. Somebody's in the middle of learning. Somebody's learning, they're supposed to be focused on learning. And after wants to take a walk afterwards, take a walk afterwards. So number one, mafsik mi mishnaso, that's the problem. Or the other way to look at it is mafsik. If you consider it a hefsik to give HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, praise when you see something beautiful, ha mafsik mi mishnaso, you think it's not part of your avodas Hashem, that's mischai benafsho. That's mischai benafsho. Oh, okay. Good. It has to do with this tavlos and the rose v'chulu. Viter. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Shmuel. Karpef yoser mi beis asayim. Shalohu kaf ledira. Here we go. So you have a problematic karpef. It's more than beis asayim. It's more than 5,000 square amos. And it was not hukaf ledira. It's not meant for residential. It was a swamp land. It was a forest. Okay, so duosa, what do you do? So what do you do? So if you want to take it out of your Erevs, then just surround it with a mechitza, something to separate it out. But what if you want to fix it? What if you have a karpef that originally it was not hukaf ladira, and now you want to make it hukaf ladira? Okay, so duosa, what do you do? So poritz bo pirtza yoser me eser vigodro. What you could do is to break open an area of more than 10 amos. So now this is no longer enclosed. Vigodro, and then you reclose it. So now you are being makifit. Umamito al eser. And then you put it and make it no more than 10 amos of a pirtza umutter, then it's mutter. So the way you have to do it, basically break it. It's not considered hukaf anymore. And then put it back together. There are other choices as well. There are the Marsha here says that if you break it totally on one side, paris bimiluo, or you make it paritz meruba al ha'omed, those are also choices, right? Those are various options that one could do. The Mishnah Brura says in Shin Nun Ches Sif Katan Chaf Hei that when you break it, you don't have to put up mamish a wall, the same exact thing that happened up, right? One could put up a Surah Sapasach. Right, the Mishnah Brura says that Befeirish, Vodin and Moses Yoros HaPesach, L'shuv Ein HaPirtza, as long as it's considered closed in that area, that would be good enough. The Rishash here also notes that you don't have to break it down legamre. You only have to break it down if it's less than, you break down the top of the wall so it's less than 10 tefachim. So it's not called a mechitza. That also is good enough, says the Rishash right here. Nira dein sarach lifrots ad hayisod, elarach lamato mi gova asara, v'lezen nira shakir. And he says, this is what he thinks that the Rambam says in Perek Yud Beis Halacha, hey, when he says, pirtza yoser al yud aleph begova yud tefachim. Right, pirtza yoser al yud aleph means more than the rasalomar shetaheya pirtza nechneses bahagova yud tefachim shemin ha'aretz. He works it down into a Rambam. The Rishash says it's another way to lower it. He also says that's what the Ramah means. Here, in the beginning of Shin Ches, in Sif Beis, says the Ramah, V'im kasha alav lifrotz akosel. What if it's hard for you? You can't break down the wall. It's a stone wall and you can't break it down. Is there any other way to make this area hukaf ladira? You can't just start living there. Right, the Shulchan Aruch says, and based on the Gemara, that you have to do something in the mechitzos. You can't just start using it. That's not good enough. You have to do something in the mechitzos. So, v'im kasha alav lifrotz akosel, the Ramah has two deos. He says, possibly you could pile dirt. Yesh omrim, diyachol lahaniach afar, etzel hakosel, mishneit stadim, according to Truma Sadeshan. You could put dirt on both sides in order to be mevatel the mechitza. Why? Explains the Mishnah Berurah, yesh drisas haregel mikarka karpef lechus lakarpef. If you pile up dirt and now you can walk over the walls, that ruins the status of the walls. Yachol lahaniach afar, etzel hakosel, mishneit stadim, ashi yismait hakosel, migova asara. until the kosel is less than 10. Sounds like, let's say you pile dirt. So then from the pile of dirt to the top of the kosel is less than 10 tvachim. So you've ruined this machisa. That's what the Rosh Hashanah says. As long as you make it less than 10 tvachim. V'rochav ha'af ha'rochav arba. It has to be a little bit wide. And v'ki'ilu parat shama kosel. As if the kosel broke down in that area. Shlonisha sham gavoa eser l'mala min ha'afar. Tahavi kikarka is ha'karpeth. V'af imchozer v'lo keach misham ha'kach ha'afar. Once you do that, doesn't say how long you have to do it for. Once you do that for a little bit, even if you take the dirt afterwards, Hoel ubitlo sham Shabbos achas. One week, as long as you leave it there for 1 week, that is okay. The Mishnah Berurah explains that the lashon is a little magumgam. Vatzol amar va'af shachozer v'lokeach ha'afar kadei shiyizgalu amachitos mechadosh l'shem dira mikol makom lo amrinan mishum zeh. We don't say shahafar lun is batal me'olam klal mishum shadaito hayta lachzor l'fanosam. We don't say, oh, you were going to move it, so therefore it was as if it was ever there. No, at the time it ruined the mechitzas. Kivan shal kol panim bitvom l'shabbos achas. So 1 week, you leave it there for one Shabbos, and then that will. And I guess maybe you walk on the dirt and go into and out of the carpet as well. That would create l'shem dira. So that was a couple of points relating to how to fix it. So again, the Gemara says that you have to break it more than eser, or the marsha added in, or paritz b'milua, or make it paritz meruba. The Mishnah Berurah quoted Suras HaPesach. The Rosh Hashanah says you can just break it down less than 10 tvachim, and he quoted the Rama, who has the two days about the dirt, raising the floor next to the mechitzas. Good. Ibai Luhu, says the Gemara, paratz ama. What if you didn't break down the 10 amos at once? Paratz ama, you broke down one ama, vigadar ama, and then you closed it up. Uparatz ama, then you broke down the next ama, vigadra, achishlimu liyosem yasser, mahu. You broke that 10 amos, but not all at once. One ama, two amos, three amos, all next to each other. What's the halacha there? And then you're mashlim at all the eser. Amar leis, he says, lav hainu, so this was asked, lav hainu ditzan, didn't we have a similar discussion based on a Mishnah in Meseches Kelim? The Mishnah says in Meseches Kelim, we had this earlier, kol kli ba'alei batim shi'uran kerimonim. A kli is makabel tuma unless it becomes useless. How does a kli become useless? It gets a huge hole in it. So, how big of a hole? So, says the Mishnah in Meseches Kelim, as long as a kli can still hold pomegranates, it's still useful. Right, unless the hole is that big. Once it gets big enough to hold pomegranates, so then that pomegranates would fall through, so then it is not a kli anymore, it's not tummy anymore if it had been tummy. Uboy Chizkiah, and Chizkiah asked about that, but what happens if it didn't happen at once? It got a small hole, Nikiv Kamotzi's eyes, and I got a small hole so that an olive would fall through, and you fixed it, Vistamo. The Chazar, and then right next to it it got in a hole, the Chazar Vinikav Kamotzi's eyes, Vistamo. And it kept getting holes right near each other, olive size, but you kept fixing it until finally, had you not fixed it, so then there would be a hole here the size of letting a pomegranate through. But lemaisa, a pomegranate can't get through because you kept fixing it. So what is the halacha? What's the halacha in terms of kabbalas tumah? If it was tumah before we started the first hole, is it still tumah? Even though lemaisa, you have an area here that is all new, a motzi rimon area that is all new. So what's the halacha? So we asked it about our case of breaking down hukaf ladira, and now we're comparing it to this case. This case lechora is a daraisa. We're jumping from a derabbanan to a daraisa. Our context of a karpef shlu hukaf ladira, making it into dira. So that is a din derabbanan. So maybe what we're really asking is, maybe it's patterned after this daraisa, because this, the Kabbalah's Tumah for Kalim, Lechora, is a din daraisa. And the answer is a third context. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shanita Lanu, you taught us the following. Another Mishnah, which we had back in Masechta Shabbos as well. Sandal, Shanifska, Achaz Me'azav. You have a shoe, you have a sandal that was tied with straps, shenifska achas ve'azav, one of the straps broke. So it's still a usable shoe, a sandal. One of the straps broke, and the shoe had been tame. Let's say it was a Zav's sandal. So the sandal was tame medris. It was an av hatuma of tumas medris. As we mentioned in the past, one of the exceptions to the rule of tuma going down is tumas medris of a Zav or a Zava. Usually tuma goes down. After Risha the Shane the Shlishi. When it comes to tumas medris, it goes across. It's not really a cross. We mentioned from Rev Soloveitchik. Today's is the 20th yard side of Rev Soloveitchik. Let's quote one of his thoughts. Soloveitchik says that by tumas medris, what happens when a Zav sits on something or stands on something? Mishkav Azav, Moshev Azav, Medris Azav, any of those, the Zav is not metame it at all. All the Zav does is magdir. The Zav sits on a couch. Now that couch is called a Mishkav Azav. That's what That's what the Zav does. He makes it into a Mishkav HaZav, and once that's true, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said it's Tameh. It's like a Sheretz. A Sheretz, when it's alive, is not Tameh. A Sheretz dies, it's Metameh now. Who made it Tameh? HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it Tameh. The Torah made it Tameh. The reality made it Tameh. So the Torah is Metameh yet. So it's the same thing over here, says Rav Soloveitchik, by a Mishkav HaZav. The Zav is Magdir it. Makes it into a Mishkav HaZav. Once it's a Mishkav HaZav, so then it's Metamei others, and it's considered an Avatuma. So that's why it doesn't go down a level. You go down a level when Tuma is transmitted. When you have a Mitamei and you have a Nitma. Here, there's no Mitamei, there's no Nitma. It's just a Chaloshein. You're Magderit. Right, use this to also can help explain. There's a Rashi in Perek Maruba in the seventh Perek in Maseches Baba Kama, where the Gemara says, has a drasha of Mishkavo Velo HaGazel. Only a Mishkav HaZav is Batami, but not a Gozel, not stolen. So what does stolen mean? So Tosfos has a discussion that stolen can't mean literally stolen, and then, let's say, the Ganuf is a Zav, and he sits on it. Tosfos says, of course that's Tamei. Well, this isn't like a chaloshein. This is a mitzius. Just like if I take your chicken and milk and I mix it together, I create a basa b'chalav. What, you know, the most davar shein and shalom? No, this is a mitzius. Tosfos says also, this is a mitzius. If a Zav sits on this, it's Tamei. Tosfos has to come up with another pshat. What exactly does it mean, Mishkavov Aloha Gozel? But if you look at Rashi there, and the Tosfos was rid there also, he says Beferish. Rashi says a Gozel. If a Ganav steals something, and he's a Zav, and he sits on it, it's not Tameh. That's a tremendous, what is it a Tameh for? So if you say that it's just a transmission of Toma, then Lachora, Rashi doesn't make sense. But if you say it's a chaloshem, it's a hagdara, that somebody is magdir, so the more halachic it is, so then one really might say that a ganav cannot create that. Good. So that's Mishkav HaZav. So back to our case. So we're trying to figure out, you have the kli that had a lot of holes, and altogether now, it would make a pomegranate hole. And we have the case where you broke down an amma each. So we're going to relate it to this third case. The third case is a salo. Salo, you have a sandal that one of its straps fell ripped off. V'tikna, you fixed it. So tamei medrash. It's still tamei medrash because it was a kli and never lost its status of a kli. Nifsaka shniya v'tikna. But now the second one ripped off. And had you not fixed the first one, now this sandal would be useless because now both of its straps have ripped off. But you fixed the first one, and now you fixed the second one, still, it's considered new. Tar min ha-medras. It's not tamei medras anymore. It's not what it was before all the straps got ripped off. It goes down one level. It's not what it was, but it was still, it's interesting. It's an unusual usage. Aval tamei maga medras. It's as if it touched medras. What do you mean, touched medras? It touched itself. It was itself. So itself goes down one level of Tumah. So it's Tamei Maga Medrash, which is a Rishon LaTumah. V'yamarta Allah, and we said, why is that? Maishna Rishona. Why, when the first one rips off, is it still Tamei Medrash to Hakai Mashniya? Because the second one's still there and still a good shoe. Shniya Nami, Hakai Mashniya. But when you fix the second one, the first one, or Kamiskana Rishona, it was already fixed. V'yamarta Allah, and what was the answer? Panam Chadash is Baalakan. No, you look at it all together. You look at it cumulatively. And you say, Panam Chadash is Baalakan. Hachanami Panam Chadash is Baalakan. So here too, we'll say panim chadashos, and therefore, in the case of the kli, it will be a tar kli now, because now it's considered motzi rimo, and that was fixed. And also, in our case, it's considered a karpef shehukaf ledira now. It's good enough to do an amma by an amma. If you don't want to make such a big hole in your wall, you want to do it little by little, that is good enough. Good. Kari alei, and when he heard this, he says, les dein bar inish. Wow. This is an amazing, he was very excited about this chiddush. He says that this is not a person who said this chiddush. Right? Rashi says here, as he says in Masechah Shabbos as well, in Avodah Zarah, Ela Malach. This is an amazing comment. Les Dein Bar Inish. Igad Ami, or a different version, could go in Dein Bar Inish. Well, this is a man. This is a man. Where's the place where this is said about the amazing story? You see on the side, Shabbos Kuf Yud Beis, we had that there. But also Avodah Zarah Daf Yud. Avodah Zarah Daf Yud Amud Beis tells a story about Rebbe and Antoninus. And Antoninus went to visit him every day with two guards. And when he went, he always killed one of the guards on his way in because he didn't want the guard to tell that he went to learn Torah with Rebbe. And on the way back, he killed one of the other guards. And he told Rebbe that never have anybody in the house because I don't want anybody to know that I was here. Kol yom avi maisi trei avdi. Chad katli ababa debe. Rebbe v'chad katli ababa debe say. Omar lei. But in the asina lo nishka kvar kamach. Never have anybody here. One day, it was a secret tunnel. He came in and Rav Chanina bar Chama was there. Amar, he says, Lo amina lecha, didn't I tell you, b'idna da'asina lo nishka kvar kamach? I said, never have anybody here. So what did Rebbe answer him? Les dein bar inish. This is not a person. Don't worry about him. Rashi there says Malach. Amarle, he says, oh yeah? He says, tell my Eved is outside. You know, tell him to bring him in. So he goes outside and he sees this Eved is dead there. So he says, what am I supposed to do? If I go in and say that he's dead, I'm not supposed to be the bearer of bad news. If I leave him and just don't go, comes Azlina b'malchusa. If I don't go back in, it's a zilzlo v'malchus. He asked me to do something. It's unbelievable. So boy, rachmi alei, what did he do? He davened v'achye. And he did tchias ha-mesev. V'shadre, and he sent him in. And Antonita sees him. He's like, oh, I guess, les deim bar inish. He says, yadana zute disbechu mechayim esim. I realize that even the smallest, the lowliest amongst you are mechayim esim. Miyu be'idna da'asina l'nishkot inish kamach. But please do me a favor. Still, I don't want anybody here. That's the Gemara, where else we have les deim bar inish. Okay, weiter. Amar Rav Kahana, says Rav Kahana, Rechava sha'achorei habatim, en matalten bo elab dalan amos. If you have a yard behind a house, and there is no doorway going from the house to the yard, and it's not used for backyard purposes, it's used for storage, it's used for some other usages, but it's not daily functions, you're not allowed to carry there except dalan amos. That's a karpev, and it's large enough, and it's more than beis hasayim. So then you have to treat that as a karpev shluka fadira, and you're only allowed to carry in there dalad amos. V'yamar of Nachman in Pasach lo Pasach mo delatal debakulo. But if you have a doorway going there, then it's fine. Then you're allowed to be metalatal bakulo. Pesach matiro. The Pesach is matir, the area. The lo amran elash Pasach ulo basofukaf. And this is only, as we've said, where the doorway happened first. You have the doorway. You have an opening to the backyard. And you put up the walls after. Aval hukaf, ulo basof, pasach. But if first it was hukaf, then you did the pasach low, that is not good enough. You have to do something more. Like we said, you have to break open 10 amos in order to make this considered l'shem dira. Says the Gemara, pasach lo basof hukaf shita. What's the chiddush of the first half of the statement? That it says you have a door and then you hukaf. Obviously, that's hukaf l'dira. Well, tzricha de'ispe be'dari. Maybe the chiddush is if there's a granary in the back also. Ma'u detema adaita de'be'dari avde. You might think that the doorway going to the yard is not really for the yard. It's for the granary. And therefore, the yard is still considered a karpev shlo hukaf l'dira. Kamash malan. We say no. The doorway, if it faces the yard, it is good enough. The Bir Halacha, quoting the Prima Gadim here, again has a suffix. Do you need an actual doorway? What about a window? Would a window be good enough? What's the issue of a window? Is usage by looking, is that good enough? That's very interesting, because that's going to be very lamaisa, as we'll see. Prima Gadim quotes the Mabit. This is in Shin Nun Ches Siv Beis. Prima Gadim is Tabik Lomar. The Efshad Duad in Chalon. Ube'emes, even the Delio Rabbi and all the Shabbos quote the Mabit. Mashba duod in chalonus, mikol makom zeu davar chadash. Ube'shas lo nizkarak Pesach. If you look in the Gemara right here, Erev and Chav Dalid, it's only Pesach. The Yesh Lomar, and the Bir Halacha says, the Davka Pesach. Maybe it's only Pesach. Why? Umishum deminkara milsa. Shechashav lishtamesh b'makom shlefnei ha-Pesach. Because if you put a door, you obviously want to go in. Masha enkin chalonos she'ikaran lo'ara suyos. Windows are only for light. So maybe you don't want to use the outside. You say you're putting it up now to use. No, maybe not. Maybe it's only for light. V'gami efshar lishtamish derech hachalonos bekeva lo mikra aydei zei hekaf l'shem dira. So putting up a window at first might not be good enough. V'shaper avin aprima gadim v'nishav zet sorachiyin. So it's good. I'm happy with the prima gadim. Even though my bit said it was okay and the earlier achronim quoted him, I'm happy with the prima gadim's at least leaving it as a sorachiyin. Mikom makom, at the end, he says, avim neima demahani dafka b'shem mishtamish al kapanim derech osan chalonos l'karpef. Only if you go through the window. If the only thing you use the window for is to look at the karpef, but not to use it, so then that is not called a Pesach. That's not called a Pesach. You have to use the Pesach. That's not, just looking at it is not good enough. Good. Next halacha. Karpef, yosem reisa sayim shukaf ledira. Vinismale mayim. What if you have a karpef that was more than beis hasayim? That was good. It's wonderful. It's shukaf ledira. But then it got filled with water. So this water ruined the area. Sava, Rabbanan lemeimar, kizraim damu va'asir. The Rabbanan thought to say that it's like zraim, and it's asir, just like zraim. It's not usable anymore. It's not habitable anymore. So it asirs it. Amaluhu rev. Abba, Achua, Derav Brei, Derav Mesharshi, Hachi, Amri, Nemeshvei, Derava, Maim, Ki, Netayim, Damu, Vishari. No, water is like Netayim, it's like the little trees, and it doesn't ruin it, it is Mutter. What do you mean? Let's continue. Amar Amemar Bahuta Chazin Latashmishta. As long as it is still usable with the water in it. What does that mean? Avalo Chazin Latashmishta lo. But if it's not Chazin Latashmish, we do not say. So it has to be water that's royal Latashmish. Which Tashmish? Major machlokas we shown him. Says Rashi and the Meiri right here. Lishtia. That's an underlined Rashi. Chazal Tashmish de Lishtia. De in lochadira mula mizeh. If it's drinkable water. Drinkable water. That's not called a karpef shluka fladira. Drinkable water is mutter. That does not ruin it. Because you can drink. You take from it to drink. That's Rashi and that's the Meiri. If you look in the Rashba and the Avodah Zakodesh. And other we shown him say no. Even less, even if it's good roy, if it's not disgusting water, if you can do a laundry in this water, if you can do a kvis in the water, that is good enough as well. Machlokas Rishonim, very lamaisa, what if you have a, now we get to, what if you have a lake, what if you have a pond, a large pond in the middle of an area that you want to put an eruv around. So, and let's say it is large enough. So, does that ruin it? So, this could be, we'll get to other heterim in a minute, but it could be, a machlokas we shown him between the Rashi and the Meiri versus the Rashba and others. What does the Shulchan Aruch say? Shulchan Aruch in Shin Nun Ches Sif Yud Aleph is machmir. Says the Shulchan Aruch. Start with the beginning. Karpet Yosem Beis Asayim Shehu Kaf Ladira Vin Nichlasu Bo Mayim Im Reuyim Lishtia. If it's good for drinking, aim of atla nadira. Afilu im hamakam shidis pasul sham Yosef mizaz. Afilu im amukim harbe. Vim edam ruim l'shtia dinam kizraim fushi abam kadasar tefachim. We'll get to those shiurim in a minute. Bez Hashem. But that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. That's the roi l'shtia. If you look in the Mishnah Brura, wrote alamer l'shtias adam. That's Rashi. V'yesh mekilin Rashba af bishiru uyim l'kvisa v'chadome. Mishnah Brura just quotes yesh mekilin and the Sharat Zion here. He quotes as a 10-line Sharat Zion. Pretty unusual. Of course, the Rashba and the Avodah Zakodesh, Mayim haru'uyin l'shtia u'l'kvisa, u'pashit da'o oktani, v'chein mashma me'a Rambam, who just said him ru'uyin l'tashmish, v'chein mashma me'a Ritva, sh'lizkir klal l'shtia, ela mayim zakim, v'lo mayim achurim, v'nira di'esh lo hakel karashba v'siyaso, da'hu rak sveka d'rabanan. Sharatzian says, if it's drinkable water, if it's clean water, not even drinkable, if it's usable water, it is okay. So this is one sad lahakel for a water area. A second sad lahakel for a water area is, what if the water area is used? Okay, not for drinking. Number one, machlokas, we pasn like a rashba maker a din. As long as you can use it. Number two, what if you actually do use it? What if you go swimming in the water? What if you go boating in the water? What if there are other areas? What if you just walk through the water? So that's another tzad l'hakel, that this is not called an uninhabitable area. In a field with vegetables, you're not going to walk on there. You're not going to ruin the crops. But if it's a water, it happens a lot of times. You have a lake, you have a certain water source. If you have animals in there and you feed the ducks in there, what is called usage? So again, depending on which posek created an Erev for a certain area, some will be more makel in this, some will be more makra in this, but this is the issue. The issue is the water considered a karpif shlahuka fladira? And what's called dira? What's called dira? What type of usage? Are you makmer for the Rashi, like the Shulchan Aruch says? Or like many Rishonim say, you can be makmer regarding that? What is called dira? The Minchas Yitzchak also in Chelek Vav Siman Lamed Beis discusses what about a big swimming pool? So info you mamish use, he's more note to lahachmir, but again, this is a major important point. Good, let's continue, and we'll make another point. Amar Avashi, Utechazin Latashmish Tanami, and even if it's royal Latashmish, Lo Amar El Sheimba Onko Yosem Reis Asayim. This is only if its depth isn't 10 tfachim for more than Beis Asayim. Avalam Yishba Onko Yosem Reis Asayim, if it's 10 tfachim deep for 5,000 square amos, Aser, it's also Aser there too. If it's so deep for so long, it's Aser no matter what, even if it's Roy. Latashmish. But the Gemara rejects that. No, if it's usable, it's usable, even if it's very deep. Right? Just like a pile of fruit. Rashi is two deos, whether this pile of fruit is on the top of the ground or underneath the ground, you have a pit. Either way, just like there, just like a pile of fruit, you use it. Even though it's very wide and very large. So to here, you would use it. Oh, good. There are, in the same Muksa, in the same Erev book, in the next piece, page 154, He discusses, the Shulchan Aruch clearly states that streams and bodies of water negate the residential status of an area. That's what we just said. If it's not drinkable. However, according to the Shulchan Aruch, this applies only if they are more than 10 tefachim deep and are not fit for drinking. Rav Moshe Feinstein, however, maintained that at present, people do not walk through water even if it's less than 10 tefachim deep. And we must treat even shallow water as a karpath. A leniency may exist if the water is fit for drinking or washing, because it then serves a domestic purpose, as we saw in the Sharat Siyan. This too is subject to debate, because today is uncommon to use lake or drink stream water for drinking. According to Rav Moshe, though, this isn't water anymore, but let's just read the next paragraph. Recreational parks are not karpifos, and the trees and ponds within the parks are also not karpifos, as they enhance the appearance of the park. He also maintained that streams that are used for swimming or wading during the summer are not categorized as karpifos, even in the winter. Right, that's what we mentioned. He quotes that from Rabbi Heinemann in the name of Ramosha. Ramosha maintained that cemeteries, what about this? Beis HaKvaris, Machlokas. Ramosha felt that cemeteries are karpifos, even if they are visited regularly, as they're primarily designated to serve as the deceased, not the living. They are for Dira, but not for Diras Chayim. That's what he quotes from Moshe, and the footnotes he quotes from Revel Yashiv was Mako by cemeteries, because people go there to daven. Kivan de Mavakar, Jomlis Palel, Enos Dira Ladira. And then the authors think maybe there's no machlokas between Moshe and Revel Yashiv. If we're talking about Kfaris and Eretz Yisrael, where Revel Yashiv is talking about, there are Kivrei Tzadikim, and people go there to daven for themselves, so then fine. But if it's Moshe, maybe he's talking about in Chutzlaris, where basic Kfaris of Goyim, very Sarachin, that's only basic colors of Goyim, that we're talking, I'm sorry, I take it back. We're not talking about Jews Dafka going, but basic colors of Goyim, where people go more for the dead. Oh, afilu shal Yisrael, shinim sadikim, sheikir kavanas, hamavakrim, lutzarach nishmas meisayim. If you're going for them, for their yard, start going for yourself. So it's Sarachi, and he quotes possibly that there's no machlokas. Pashas, it sounds like there's a machlokas. The Rav Moshe assumes that Beis HaKvar cemeteries are a problem of a Kairiv Shluka Fladiro, while Rav Yashiv is Mako. They just add, though, an important paragraph at the end. In reality, most citywide Erevin have at least one karpef of questionable karpef located within their confines. Segregating all the karpifos from the rest of the city often involves prohibitive costs. It's like impossible. If possible, paths should be made through the karpifos at regular intervals, right, in order to isolate them and make them smaller areas. If this is not possible, there may be other mitigating factors to permit the karpif, such as occasional recreational use in the case of water, or some aesthetic or practical function in the case of overgrown glass. So again, this is the poskei hadar that may create Erevin. They have to know exactly what their mesorah is in terms of what is hukaf ladira, what is not hukaf ladira, and what they could rely on. Good. Let's continue now. Hahi rechava story. There was a rechava. There was a large area that was basically a karpif. If you look in the picture books, they all have nice pictures of this. Davi Pumnara, the Chad Gisa, in Pumnara. One side having Pesiach Lamasa. One side, this area that was a carpet, was connected to a Mavui, which was connected to the street. And at the street, they had a Tzuras HaPesach. The Chad Gisa, having Pesiach L'Shvil Shal Kramim. And on the other side, it was connected to vineyards. The Shvil Shal Kramim, having Selak L'Guda Denara. And on the other side of the vineyards, it was a riverbank that was steep. It was 10 Tvachim steep within Dalet Amos. Amar Abayis Ha'echi Neve. The problem is that this area of a karpef now osers the mavui on one side of it and the vineyards on the other side. So how are you supposed to fix this area? Ha'echi Neve. So Levit Le Mechitza Aguda Denara. Should you put up a wall, a Mechitza, on the riverside? That doesn't help. Why? Enos a Mechitza, Agam a Mechitza. There's already a Mechitza there. Right? The water itself is so steep, it's already considered a Mechitza. So putting up a Mechitza on that side is not going to help you. That doesn't accomplish anything. If you want to put a Tzuras HaPesach where the vineyard meets this area, so practically it doesn't work because the camels are going to go through and to get some water and they're going to knock it down. El Amar Abaya, Levit Lechi. A Lechi is not going to get knocked down. Just put a Lechi, a Pischa de Shvil Shal Krumin, put a Lechi over there, and therefore, Demigo de Mahani, the Shvil Shal Krumin, just like the Lechi is good enough to help the Shvil Shal Krumin, because the Shvil Shal Krumin, the vineyards are closed in on three sides. Right? The water is the back side, and then it's closed on two other sides, so the Lechi helps for that area. So Mahani Lagabi Lurachava. So the Lechi will also help for this Rechava to enclose it. Amalei Rava. Rava says, that sounds good, but there's a danger. Yom Rulechim Ol Shvil Shal Kramim Da Alma. People aren't going to realize that there's a Mechitza, this water, steep water is a Mechitza. And they're going to say, Lechis always work for Shvil Shal Kramim, even if just you have two walls. Ela Amar Rava. So Rava says, no, this is what you should do. Avdinale lechi lepiska demasa. Put the in order to matu this area, this carpet middle area, this rechava. Don't put it on the side of the vineyard. Put it on the side of the mavui. Demiga demahani lechi lemasa mahani lanami lerechava. Since it's going to help for the mavui, to help for the rechava. And here you don't have the worry because what's on the other side? It's Rosh Pesach. It's more nikar than the water which is underneath. Hilkach, therefore, once you do this, you put it the lechi, till tulei b'masa gufasharvi, you're allowed to carry in the mavui. Till tulei b'rechava gufasharvi, you're allowed to carry in the rechava. Mimasa l'rechava, mirechava l'masa, what about from each one? Pligi b'ravacha v'ravina, that's a machlokas. Chadasa v'chad shari, what are the svaras? Man deshari to haleka diurin, the one who says there's a mutter is because in the rechava nobody lives there, so why should this aser? Which dira is oseres? So it's mutter. Umanda asar, no, zinman dami but the urine, suddenly there will be the urine va'asi litil tule. And one might come to be metaltel in that area. Okay, very good, we'll stop here. And Be'ez Hashem, we will continue. Again, tomorrow's daf, Be'ez Hashem will be put up from last time, and Be'ez Hashem will get back to a regular cycle on Wednesday.